Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with my second-in-command, producer Dave, and we are high atop the radio world, you might say, in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios downtown Portland here. We'd like to welcome all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network and the ones in Texas down in Seymour. Hey, guys, thanks for being with us. As I said last week, it's that time of year when we start to find out who the big winners were from, like, the Royal, the Jack, Sam's, all those great competitions. And we've got Tim Shear with us today. He's the winner of the pork category. He's a former Team of the Year guy. He manufactures some cookers that we're going to talk about. He owns Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. He claims to be the tallest DJ in America. And he has a lovely wife and three girls. How's that for an introduction? Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I just read what's written. You know, that's what we can do here.
It sounds about right.
It sounds about right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Tell us about your big win back there at the Royal.
Yeah, I mean, we've been cooking great pork all year and actually for the past two seasons. You know, we've been just knocking the pork out of the park here, you know, last couple of years, and it's been our bread and butter, honestly. And so we felt good going in. You know, we're leading the Team of the Year points chase, and what better way to add a win, you know, than at the American Royal.
Sure.
So it was so exciting. I mean, we're sitting there, you know, we didn't have a call in the open, so, you know, we're kind of sitting there, you know, looking around at what's going on, and then all of a sudden we hear, you know, a perfect score and 180 at the Royal. I mean, it's so exciting. You know, I'm sitting there by my buddy Brad, and he had just had a perfect score in pork the day before, so we're just going crazy, man, and it was a lot of fun.
Were you drinking liquids at the time?
There might have been a little of that involved, but that's part of barbecue.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's all good, but I just always have to kind of verify, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Trust but verify is what they say. So let's go back to your history. Where did you learn, or how did you get started in not just competitive barbecue, but just cooking in general?
Yeah, well, how far do you want to go back is the thing. I was actually, I grew up on a hog farm, a fairly large hog farm here in Missouri. So, you know, as far back as I can remember, you know, we had the old Weber kettle and you know, not only did I have to feed the hogs and clean the pens and do everything else, you know, I had to cook dinner too a lot of times. So, and usually that involved some type of pork on the grill outside.
Sure.
And it started with pork chops and, you know, a lot of pork burgers and pork steaks is what we always had. We didn't do a lot of ribs or whole pork butts, which was kind of funny, you know, back then, but because that's predominantly what we do now. But definitely got started at a very young age as far as that goes, you know, and just, you know, kind of continued, you know, as I evolved and got out of college and, you know, started looking for, you know, some competitive things to do. We got into barbecue, you know, found out about a few competitions and I kind of got back into smoking and trying to get good at it again. And that took longer than it should have, I'll admit. So, you know, my wife, Terry, she always jokes about, you know, how many bad ribs she had to eat to finally taste the good one off my pit. So, you know, so ever since then, you know, it's just been a long road, I'm sure. And, you know, we're still on it, basically. I still learn something new every day, and the sport evolves, you know, cooking evolves, techniques. You know, it's just a never-ending, you know, learning experience, I feel like.
Absolutely. Now, do you prepare your competition pork different than you would, like, if me and my wife came over to your house for dinner?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. You know, I mean, you know, we're in a competition for, for, you know, a one-bite barbecue, type deal. So, you know, to sit down and eat a meal of it is going to be quite a bit overwhelming. You know, probably too rich, probably too sweet. But for one bite, you want to, you know, you want to impress them without offending them is basically where you want to be at in a competition. So, you know, and it's different, you know, we're cooking for what judges like. It really doesn't matter what I like, you know, and honestly, what I like is different, you know. You know, nonetheless, we're still cooking good barbecue at a contest. It's, you know, it's something that actually tastes really good, but it's just something that would be overwhelming to eat a whole plate of, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, Amy Mills was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about that, and she said she always knows when she's been judging for too many days in a row or too many weekends in a row. She said because her rings won't fit on her fingers anymore. They're so swollen.
Little cankle set in for sure.
Yeah. That's tough. And Artie Davis said the same thing. He said, man, he said, he judged the Jack or something one year and a gazillion teams and all that. And him and a couple of his buddies that were judging with him were driving back home. And where did I said, don't you ever like stop at a Chinese joint or something, you know, or a hot dog stand or anything? He goes, no, we stopped at barbecue. I said, you're a maniac. You're an absolute maniac. Yeah. So
we're big into pizza or pasta or Mexican food after a competition, it seems like. So anything but barbecue for sure.
Even
a salad.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm a big Chinese food guy. So love barbecue, love to cook it, love to do it, love to do catering events with it and all that stuff. But when you come to my house and you said, let's go to dinner, I'd point you right 10 miles up the road. There's a great Chinese place. So that's what I would do.
Exactly.
Did you, when you first got started, you know, in the competition aspect of it, Tim, did it take you a while to kind of get, I don't know, not being smart aleck, but kind of shape up and figure out what was going on?
Well, I'm still working on shaping up, so
that's
we don't go there. But, yeah. but, yeah, it did, man, honestly. You know, I went in there like most guys do, thinking that, okay, I'm pretty good at barbecue. And, you know, my friends like it. You know, my neighbors like it, all that. You know. But I also went in not really as concerned about the competition as I was about maybe having fun with my buddies and hanging out, you know. So, you know, the competition was the excuse, I think, at that point, you know, when I first started. And don't get me wrong, it was a ton of fun. But, you know, after three or four times of that, you kind of get, you know, you kind of get focused on, okay, your competitive nature sets in. Okay, I don't want to lose anymore. I want to go at least have a shot at winning. You know, I want to get my first call. You start taking baby steps like that. You know, then you get your first call, and you're just hungry for more. You want to win, and you know, there's no feeling like, you know, it's just incredibly exciting. And you know, I would say it all the time. You know, barbecue is a lot of fun. The competitions are fun, but winning's the most fun. So,
well, you wouldn't
kind of where we took it.
Yeah, I think, you know, people maybe when they're starting and they get a little bit of the. But we like the camaraderie and all this. And that's true. They do.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
But you really don't come there just to spend several hundred or a couple $1,000s on the weekend or whatever it costs you to get there and prepare and do all that and then just never get a call back. That's
exactly.
That's not good.
It's kind of, you know, it comes down to that, you know, spending the money, you know, and just I think it's more the competitive nature more than anything for me because it's, you know, I don't want to suck at anything I do. You know, if it happens too long, I'm going to try hard to figure it out. And, you know, and that does, it's a, you know, and that part of it's fun for me. You know what I mean? The process is fun, you know, finding my meat throughout the week, you know, getting to the contest, even the drive. I mean, believe it or not, I enjoy all that. You know, I don't mind a 4 or 5 hour drive. You know, we pack the kids in the back seat. And, you know, it's actually been really good family time for us as a family, you know what I mean? It's stuff that we never would have had a chance to do without barbecue, and that's what's so cool about it. I mean, the whole process, you know, you get there, you see all your buddies. It's, you know, I joke at the Royal this year. We pulled in, and we got there on Wednesday night, and just I felt like it was like the teacher let the kids out for recess, you know? They all come running over, and, you know, happy to see each other. It was like a, you know, like a big family reunion almost where you're just having a crazy, all good time. With all your best buddies. So.
I can't.
It's really cool. I mean, that's what's so cool about the barbecue community, I think. You know, I mean, we're just all in it together, and, you know, we're all competing against each other, but there's really no bad blood.
No, none whatsoever. Hey, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back and talk with Tim Scheer some more. He was the big pork winner at this year's Royal, so don't go away.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. Dr. Dave's running around the studio here. He's got pants on today, though. That's a good thing. Our music this week, I forgot to tell you, was Throw a Little Eagles Your Way in between segments there, so you'll like that. If you would like to email us, it's barbecuenation@kxl.com. That's bbqnation@kxl.com. Facebook is also Barbecue Nation with JT. There you go. You can find that out. And what else? Oh, recipes. If you want to send us recipes, it's recipes@kxl.com. If we use them on the show, talk about them, you get prizes. I personally send you prizes. And right now we're using some little smoke, a little smoker box, actually, I guess would be the proper term for it, that the people at Smokehouse Products have been kind enough to give us some. And you can convert your gas grill into a little smoker if you want. Also, our affiliates, 570 KVI in Seattle, 970 KUFO here in Portland, and KXTG, the game. Now, I got all that done. Whew, geez. We were talking with Tim Scheer, who won the pork, the open pork. What would be the difference between an open pork and a closed pork, Tim? I don't know. I mean, I don't get
it's
that.
It's the open contest, which is about, this year was a little over 400 teams. As opposed to the invitational contest, which was the day before, which had about 180 teams in it.
Yeah.
At the Royal.
Yeah. So. Do you do your own seasonings? Do you create those? I mean, I know we're going to talk about your sauces in a little bit, but do you create your own seasonings and your own custom way of trimming things? Or tell us about that process.
Right. I'm a firm believer that if you start out with the best products available, that you're going to end up with a better opportunity, you know, for the best product. So, you know, for us, honestly, it all starts with our meat. You know, I mean, we've been fortunate enough to have a nice partnership with Smithfield for pork. And, you know, I feel like their extra tender product is what we use. And it's just been a game changer for us, honestly, over the last 2 years. It started 3 years ago, actually, with the ribs, when we won the rib title the first year using their product. And we were able to, you know, focus on the pork the last couple of years. And so I think, you know, the number one thing when you're going into a competition, especially is finding good meat. I mean, it's everybody's, you know, kind of struggle, you know, throughout the week and everything, but it's the biggest thing. You know, it's just such a big difference in, you know, finding a good quality meat. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, they've been very consistent for us. You know, and then after that, you know, we use a few commercial products, you know, a lot of the Big Papa Smokers products. He's got a pork injection out that is awesome that he hit the market with this spring, I think. And, you know, same with the rubs. We've got a nice balance of commercially made products as far as rubs go. And then obviously we're using Blue Sox sauce at the end, you know, and throughout when we wrap the meat and everything. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's not one thing, you know, it's like any recipe. There's not one thing that I could say is the magic. You know, it's the combination of all of it together that, you know, that creates what we've been successful with.
Isn't that what barbecue is, though, really? I mean, a combination of things when you think about it.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah. You know, when it was called barbacoa, and all that stuff. I mean, we can get off into the weeds on that, but it's really the combination of you know, fire, meat, salt, pepper, different seasonings, times. I mean, it's all a combination to make it work.
Right. It absolutely is. And my point of view, the way I look at things, I mean, everything to me is an ingredient. You know, I mean, the amount of smoke is an ingredient. You know, I don't want to over smoke or over, you know, just like you wouldn't want to over salt. Mm-hmm. Anything like that, you know, the time in the smoke, the color of the meat. I mean, everything has got to be exactly where we want it every time. And if I'm off on one of those details, it's going to throw the whole deal off, I promise, you know. And sometimes I can save it at the end. Sometimes you can't, you know. It's just, it's one of those things where you've pretty much got to be on top of it. And you know, I'm not into, like, electronics and all that stuff. I love cooking with my senses, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of old school barbecue. You know, we cook, you know, our drum smokers allow us to cook directly over, you know, charcoal, you know.
Right, right.
And wood. So, I mean, that's as old school as it gets. And I like to, you know, I'm always smelling. I'm always looking at the smoke. I'm always, you know, I'll open and look at the meat. I want to use every sense I can, you know, because that's my best tools, I feel like. You know, if I'm sitting there relying on a beeper or you know, some magic thermometer to tell me when it's done, I'm probably not going to be as consistent, or I'm not going to be as in tune with my cook as if I'm just using my, you know, my good old-fashioned senses, you know, and that's what's fun about it to me.
I think that's so important. And again, there you go. It's the combination. I love all my digital thermometers. I love all that kind of stuff. But I'm also, when I'm cooking, because I do a lot of stuff, you know, indoors because of TV work, mm-hmm. and things like that. But, you know, you're get busy, you're cooking, you got some stuff on the smoker, you got something else on the grill, you're doing this, and pretty soon you go, yeah, okay, it's time, I need to go out there.
And, well, what do? You say, or you say, what's that smell?
Yeah, in this side of the house is all of a sudden black. But, you know, it's,
right,
but
right.
You get it so that it's like, you get that intuition, I guess, is a good way to put
it. Exactly, yeah, and that's to me, that's the fun part of it. You know what I mean? I don't, like, good at being told what to do, so I like to, you know, I feel like I'm coming across it on my own more than anything. So,
sure.
You know, that's just a good, you know, it's part of the process for me, you know, as far as our cook every week and all that. So, you know, it's our style. It's the way I like to do things. You know, I feel like I'm more successful that way too.
Is that one of the developing that? Is that again where your wife said you had to eat a lot of crappy ribs to get the good ones?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, you know, and it started out with, you know, I had a cheap offset smoker that was not very reliable, and, you know, trying to figure that out was, you know, like I said, nowadays I want to start with the best product. Well, I mean, maybe I didn't have quite the best product. I was making it hard on myself, things like that. You know, mm-hmm. I actually got really frustrated with it for probably about a year. I put the whole thing away and said to heck with it, you know, before we started doing a lot of competitions. But, you know, but now, I mean, like I said, you know, I feel like we're pretty in tune with our smoker, with our you know, meat selection, the whole process, you know, and definitely still learn. I mean, I learn every cook, you know, something, you know, might be a little bit different, or discover this little trick or a way to make something easier or more consistent. You know, every week you're always picking up something, and then if you're not, you're probably going backwards. So
yeah, we don't want to do that. Going backwards is not good. Because I find that when you go backwards, you usually back into something that's either sharp or hot, and that's not good. Either one is good.
Yep.
No, we're not good. Hey, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to come back, and we're going to ask Tim about his own cookers that he does and his sauce, and, among other things. Lightning round's coming up, too, right here on Barbecue Nation. Don't go away.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. Dr. Dave is lurking around somewhere in his underwear. We've got Tim Scheer with us today. Tim won the open part of the Royal in the pork category. He's a former Team of the Year guy, and he manufactures vertical cookers. I guess a nice way to put, you know, vertical cookers. Drums, and you have the bigger ones. It's called Gateway Drums. I'm trying to get it right for you there, buddy. And did you develop your cookers? I mean, you're going to get a shot here to talk about it, but did you develop those kind of through trial and error from your competitive experience?
Yeah, I did, actually. And you know, it was funny how it came up. Like anything, it was a little bit of an accident, but we had been cooking ribs and cooking on a pellet smoker before, and just couldn't find the flavor and the tenderness right. Really struggled in the rib category, especially. And you know, here in Missouri in the Midwest, the ugly drum smoker is fairly well known. You know, guys would drill a hole in the bottom and drill a hole in the top of an old beat up, you know, drum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then start cooking on it. So, you know, a good friend of mine and a cooking buddy of mine, he came over, he goes, well, I'll make you the best ribs you've ever had in 2 hours. And I was like, well, that sounds like pretty much the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody say. You know? So sure enough, he did. He brought his old beat up drum over and sat on my front porch and cooked ribs in about 2 hours and 15 minutes, and I swear they were the best I've ever had. And I, you know, my eyes went wide open, and I was like, all right. You know, I kind of, you know, looked at his drum. I was like, well, we can make some improvements and you know, kind of developed a drum that was fully welded and just consistent and you know, heavy duty enough and functional enough that you could use it every weekend at a barbecue competition. So,
mm-hmm.
So we did that. And this is probably, I guess, 2011 or 2012, I think, that winter. And that spring, we came out with, you know, our first Gateway drum smoker, which was mine. And, you know, we started getting rib calls, you know, top 10 calls and winning ribs. And that year, lo and behold, we won first place ribs at the American Royal in the Open. That, you know, beat 500 and something teams that year, I think. So,
oh, wow.
And yeah. we cooked them in 2 hours and 15 minutes. So that's how the craziness started. You know, everybody thought we were nuts for cooking that fast and doing it like we did. But, you know, I mean, so, you know, sooner or later, my friends were wanting me to make them one and weld them one and everything else. And I was just like, man, that's, I don't really have time for this. You know, I already had a job. You know, but sooner or later, we were getting so many requests that I just had to start taking it seriously. And,
sure.
You know, and just, we just took off with it. You know, I'd say it all the time, but we turned a perfectly good hobby into a job now. So, you know, that kind of started our drum smoker business there. And honestly, it's basically doubled in size every year. We're shipping them all over the world right now. It's just funny. We've got a container ready for Australia here to go out in just a little bit. And they're absolutely nuts about it over there. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where it really is a total accident, but it's hit so well and works so well that it's hard to not do it. You know, it's just been a really fun ride for sure. So.
Oh, absolutely. Now you have two sizes, don't you?
We do. We make a 55-gallon drum, which is, you know, probably 75% of our, you know, more of what we sell and what we use. That's what we use at a competition. You know, it's a really nice at home size,
mm-hmm.
type grill. And then we do make a smaller, make a 30-gallon size, which is, you know, nice for tailgating, or it's really portable. You can throw it in the back of an SUV or, you know, lake house or hunting or whatever you want to do. You know, so we've got two sizes and both of them, I mean, the coolest thing about them, number one is the speed. You know, everything takes a third of the time of what it used to take.
Mm-hmm.
So pork butts and brisket used to take us 12 or 14 hours. Well, now we do them in 4.5 to 5 hours at the most. Ribs, like I said, a little over 2 hours, and they're just, you know, and the flavor and the moisture and the tenderness is all there still. That's what's crazy about it, and it's even better actually. So it's just been kind of a dumb luck type deal, but it's been a lot of fun and it's worked really well, and it's probably been, you know, if not the most popular smoker in the competition world over the past 2 or 3 years, really close to it. So it's been, you know, the cool thing is we've sold it to a lot of our cooking buddies and our, you know, our fellow competitors, and watching them have a lot of success and winning big competitions and stuff like that on them has been almost as fun as winning ourselves. So it's been a really cool group of people. You know, we call it the Insane Can Posse because everybody, you know, sleep all night, and we get up at 6 a.m. and start cooking instead of, you know, lighting a fire at 10 o'clock at night and staying up all night maintaining your fire and all that. So it's kind of been crazy, but it's been fun.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Tim Shearer. Tim and his team were the winners of the in the Royal, the Open, as far as the port category. He was also a former team member of the Team of the Year. I probably didn't say that right, but he's got a company that makes vertical cookers, Gateway Drums. And what you might know about him most, or if you're a serious barbecuer, Blues Hog barbecue sauce. We've got a few minutes here before we got to go to break. How did you get into sauce business, or how did you acquire this? Or
yeah, well, you know, a good friend of mine, Bill Arnold, which a lot of people know is a legendary pitmaster from, he grew up in Tennessee, East Tennessee, or West Tennessee, actually, Jackson, Tennessee, here in Memphis. And he created Blues Hog probably almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And from day one of his creation, it's kind of been, you know the staple of the competition barbecue sauce. You know,
right.
It's been what everybody has either used or started as their base sauce and maybe mix and match or whatever they like to do to it. So he developed it. He won best sauce on the planet at the American Royal, I think 7 different times with it, you know. So, Bill created just an awesome flavor. Unfortunately, he's been sick with brain cancer over the last several years. So, he asked us about 3 years ago now if we would buy Blues Hog from him and continue the winning tradition of it, you know.
Sure.
So that's what Terry and I, my wife, have done. We purchased it about 3 years ago from Bill, and we've been working our butts off trying to get Blues Hog in every kitchen in America. So it's been a fun new gig for us, but we're honored that Bill chose us to do that for him, and we're trying to make everything we can out of it.
So. There you go. If you'd like to contact us, it's Barbecue Nation. That's BBQNation@KXL.com. We are now going to put Tim Scheer through our lightning round because we've got about 3 minutes left before we got to go to break here. So this is kind of fun, Tim. So this, I'll try to keep it so it's more on the light side instead of the real stuff you have to think about a little bit. What do you think the toughest skill for a beginning barbecuer is to learn?
Get out of your own way.
That's probably true. And
yeah.
what barbecue skill took you the longest to master?
Probably tenderness, doneness on a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
When is the right spot? So.
Which of these would you rather barbecue? Thanksgiving turkey, Yule log, Christmas goose, or the Easter bunny?
Probably go with the turkey.
There you go. Turkey's probably about 85% of the answers. On that,
yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah.
If you, Tim Scheer, were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you, as supreme ruler, decree?
I don't know. You might have stumped me that one.
We can come back to it.
Know.
We can come
Everybody
back to it.
Everybody uses Blues Hog, I guess.
There you go. See? It's got a purpose.
There you go.
Excuse me. Where's the worst place you ever had to cook?
The worst place?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I haven't cooked in any real bad places.
Okay.
I like cooking just about anywhere, honestly.
Okay. What's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a smoker or a grill?
I've seen myself light the awning on fire on my camper. That was pretty dumb. With a grease fire. Yeah.
There you go. How'd your wife like that?
We didn't tell her about it. She was sleeping at the time, so managed to get it out in time.
That's good. Your wife's sleeping inside the camper, and you light the damn thing on fire? There, hey, you're my kind of guy, man.
Yeah.
Tim, did you ever cook in the snow in your underwear?
I've cooked in the snow and in my underwear, but I did have other clothes over top. So.
Oh, okay. You're the first guy that's ever said that and come up with that kind of, thinking it through type answer.
Right.
Do you have favorite barbecue judges? You don't have to say anything about who they are, just yes or no kind of thing.
Kansas City area seems to like me pretty well, so I like them.
Okay. Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
There you go. Led Zeppelin or Slim Whitman?
Led Zeppelin.
My kind of guy, man. Ford or Chevy?
Chevy.
Okay. You're winning so far. You get a big... You don't get a prize, really, but you're winning. It's all about another trophy to hang on the wall. And finally, the worst concert you ever attended?
Julio at Memphis in May.
Okay, we got it. We're going to take another break here and be back with Tim Scheer, wrap up the show this week on Barbecue Nation. Stay with us.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. A little Eagles music there for you today. We're talking with Tim Scheer, who was a big winner in the pork category at the Open, former member of the Team of the Year. There, I finally said it right. And as Tim says, he owns Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, and he's the tallest DJ in America. And he tried to burn his wife down in a camper one time, but we won't say anything about that. So what's on your bucket list, Tim, for the rest of your barbecue career?
Well, I guess a couple things. You know, believe it or not, we've won a lot of things, but we've never won a major competition. We actually got second in the Invitational last year. We had a real good shot at winning the Jack, and we got second at the King of the Smoker. But so we've been all over it, but we've never won one of the major competitions overall. We've won a lot of categories at the Royal, like I said, but we've never won first place in a major competition, which what I would consider the American Royal, the Jack Daniels, King of the Smoker, you know, places like that. So that's definitely one of the things that I would say would be on my bucket list.
Sure.
Right now, we're definitely in the heart of a Team of the Year race right now for the points championship. We're sitting in second place with just, probably 10 or so competitions remaining in the season. It's an uphill climb yet for us. We actually need 3 wins to move up. So 6 points and 3 wins. It gets real tight here at the end of the race here. That's assuming that, you know, that Clark, who's ahead of this, doesn't go on a hot streak again and rattle off a bunch more wins. That would put it out of reach. But anyway, so that's a couple things. You know, obviously we're heading down to the Sam's Club Pro Barbecue Tour National Championship next weekend, and that's another major that I would consider, the biggest payout in barbecue coming up here. So we're definitely getting geared up for that. Just real hungry to win something like that. It's been, you know, we've been very fortunate. We've had a killer year. You know, won 11 competitions this year so far. You know, up until then, our highest was 6 in a season. So, you know, we've definitely been beyond fortunate as far as that goes. But we're,
good for you.
We're just, you know, always hungry for another one. That's kind of where we're at right now.
So. No, I understand. One question that I meant to ask you in the last segment, but I'll ask you now: is there anybody that you would like to come cook for you? Now, they don't even have to be barbecue people, but if you got your choice of anybody in the world to come cook for you, who would it be?
Oh man, anybody in the world? I'd probably pick old Darren Worth, the greatest of all time barbecue competitor. He's a solid dude and a great cook.
Mm-hmm.
But there's several others, you know, especially in barbecue. Outside of that, I'm not picky, man. I like good food. I like people that are laid back and have fun to hang out with. That's what I like. So, I wouldn't be too picky. I like almost anything that I don't have to cook, to be honest with you.
There you go. There you go. And liquids. You got to have the liquids to go with it.
I'm pretty fond of my Coors Light, to be honest with you. But
well, see.
Other than that, I try to...
there's nothing wrong with that.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, you got to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. How can people find out about your cookers, first of all, and then the sauces?
Definitely our websites. We've got gatewaydrumsmokers.com for our barbecue smokers. We've got a YouTube channel and quite a few how-to and recipe videos that we've been working on there.
Mm-hmm.
Blueshog.com would be the barbecue sauce. Definitely on our Facebook, social media pages like that, you can type those in as well. So.
I'm looking forward to utilizing some of that. I'm really looking forward at some point to see one of your cookers, too.
We'll definitely check them out online and... I don't know if we'll get out to your neck of the woods here too soon or not, but we're heading out to Arizona and California this winter for a couple events, Las Vegas for sure, in December. We make it out to Colorado quite a bit in the summertime, so we go all over, man. It's a pretty cool thing, and barbecue's taken us a lot of places that we wouldn't rather been. So.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they're just kind of developing the competitions as far as KCBS stuff out here. They have some, but they're working on getting more, a little more prize money, that type of thing. So it'll all be good.
Yeah.
It'll all be good. Tim Scheer, congratulations, buddy, on your win this year at the Open.
Thank you.
And
appreciate it.
Keep up the good work with the cookers and the sauces and everything else, man.
It's a lot of work. We're going to try to keep on it. I appreciate your time, and thanks for having me on your show. It's been fun.
Not a problem. Everybody, remember our little motto here is turn it, don't burn it. You can check out my stuff on thecowboycook.com. And we will see you next week right here on Barbecue Nation. Take care, everybody.